Welcome to the third part of A Myth or a Fact. We've been talking about the statement, is women supporting women a myth or a fact? And this is the part three of it. And this time around, I have another amazing lady so we can have this conversation. But the first one was with Tomi P, who is the host of Miss P Speaks podcast. The second one was with Olalonkwe, who is the host of Talk Time Olalonkwe. And we're having the third part with the amazing Sarah Oseki, who is the host of the Edo Woman podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's really amazing to have you here. And I want us to discuss this conversation because you have a podcast that is based on women telling their stories of zero to hero, from failure to winning.
Yes.
Interesting to see what you think about this statement. So for you, is the statement women don't support each other a myth or a fact?
For me, I would say basically what we see around us, women supporting women, it's not really something we see every day with everything the society is showing to us, what we see on the media. So I would say that women supporting women is not really a fact. It's not a fact. As women, we must learn to understand the importance of female friendship. Women, we are meant to bond with one another, not compete. But these days, what we see around us, what we grew up with, I don't really think women are really supporting women enough. Yes, there are women that support other women out there, but if there is a data or whatever it is, if we can do a research or put out questions out there, you will see that women are not really supporting women the way it is supposed to be. And also with what we see on social media, the TV, the reality shows, it's a whole lot. And sometimes when we see these things, it has a way of sinking in. And we unknowingly start behaving like that because we've watched it. Also because probably these people will watch we are their fans. We tend to look up to them, we want to act like them, we want to be like them. And I remember growing up, I think that should be in the year 2000 or so. There's this, I don't know if you've seen this series then, Living Single.
No, I haven't.
Okay, even Girlfriends, you must have seen Girlfriends.
Yeah, I saw a couple of episodes of Girlfriends, yeah.
Yes, yes. So, if you look at that, if you've seen this series, if you've seen these movies, they are talking about girlfriends coming together, I think about six. Living Single was six, but I can't remember. Yeah. So you see that these girlfriends, they came together, they are doing things together, their personal lives, their professional lives, six people, and they are all working together. They made us see that they are there for each other, their ups and downs and every other thing. And that show, growing up when I was watching it, it made me so excited that in my head I'll be like, I will have my small group of girlfriends, you know, stuff like that.
But based on what you just said now, right, I've noticed that, you know, this whole small group of friends, some people would say, if you think about it, women have more associations and groups and segments and conventions. Do you think that the fact that we all want our own tribe, our own space, is not, instead of saying, oh, let's all come together and make one nation, we're deciding to say, you know what, I want to have my own little corner, and then this little corner doesn't exactly like that little corner. Is that why people feel like women don't support each other? Because everybody is only supporting their own group of people.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I said in my head I had this idea that I will have a group of girlfriends and we will tackle life battles together, we'll become CEOs, own our own business and do things. But the fact that you have this group of friends does not stop you from lending a helping hand to another woman, because definitely you cannot be friends to everybody. Sorry, you cannot be friends to everybody. Now, I have, you are my friend. So because I already have a group of friends who trust each other, we're there for each other, doesn't mean I should block every other woman that is trying to come be my friend, wanting to talk to me and all that. And also this friend thing, girls or women, we find it difficult to, I don't know why, we find it difficult to relate with ourselves. Even the associations, the meetings, and also you see that most times quarreling, competition, gossips here and there, girls tearing down each other and all that. And sometimes I even grow up with this statement. I kept hearing this, I prefer to be friends with boys than to be friends with girls. I can't just deal with the whole drama. I can't deal with the gossip. They'll steal your man. They'll do this. They'll do that. And most times, why, if you hear people that say these things, it could be basically because of past experience. Probably they've been bullied by their girlfriends before, or they've had issues with their girlfriend because of a man. Now you say you prefer to have more boyfriends than girlfriends. It's like saying that there's no conflict among the boys.
That's exactly where I wanted to go. That why is it more pronounced in the female camp? Because on the very first part I was speaking with Tomi, and she was like, the reason why it's kind of very pronounced in the women camp and not the men camp, because men too, it's not all of them that support themselves, but it's not so pronounced in their camp because they are not as expressive as we are about our own. Like, we, once something is not working, you would tell everybody about it. Everybody's gonna know that something's wrong somewhere. But the men, because of maybe society and how they've told them that a man must be a man kind of conversation, even if a man doesn't support them, they're just going to chest it and move on. Do you think that's also why so pronounced in the women camp, that so person is not supporting this one and that?
Yes, it is. Naturally, as women, we are loud. I'm not saying all women just talk and talk, but in terms of our character, our attitude, the way we talk, I know that we have these, we're more like drama queens. Any little thing, we want to know, let everybody know that something is happening around. And sometimes when, like I was talking about those movies I watched growing up, and I so much loved it. But these days, these movies has been replaced with reality TV shows where you see even not just friends, sisters fighting, competing with one another. Sometimes when you watch all these housewives shows, these girlfriends reality shows, you see them competing, shouting, fighting, and most times you just see their men seated doing nothing, trying to be like, oh, it's okay, you don't have to shout and all that. You get sometimes. Yeah. So I, as women, because we grew, because of the way we are emotional. Like, I used to have this friend in school. We were so close in my university days. She was my best friend, and would make the same hairstyle, buy the same dress, buy the same shoe, the same bag. We were so close. But a time came that I started to notice that I think I am her best friend. I think I am the one thinking that she is my best friend, but I am not her best friend. You get? Now, I'm also feeling like the way she was so comfortable with others around, sometimes she just go about her life. I'll be the one calling whenever they have something doing in their family. I was always going. If it was her sister's wedding, I would attend a burial ceremony. I was like a family member, and I don't just go for the party. I go 2 or 3 days before. I'm there with her in the house, washing, cooking, sweeping, doing everything. But then I noticed she doesn't come to my place. You get? She doesn't come to my place. Doesn't do those things with me and all that. So a time came whereby I started to drift slowly. I was shifting slowly. I wasn't that too close again. And then she introduced me to someone, her boyfriend. Then she introduced me. We all know each other. And the guy introduced me to another guy. We were friends. And later the guy started asking me out. I agreed, we dated, and all of a sudden the guy proposed, of which nobody was expecting him to propose at all. And she was not happy with it. You know, when you tell your best friend something like that, there's this reaction. No girls now, you expect this reaction, like
the excitement for you and all of that.
She was just like, I don't even know how to describe it right now. I felt it inside of me. So I was just like, so I brought the guy home for just a little intro, just him. And he even came with this, my best friend's boyfriend then.
Mm.
And then she was like, I didn't tell her, I didn't do this. That was how our friendship ended. And at the end of the day, I'm even glad it didn't work out to the guy, because I don't like a situation whereby people say I'm the one that introduced her. So it didn't work out with the guy. She was just telling all my friends, people that I don't talk to, people that I've not seen for days, for years, this, that. They were calling me, ah, Sarah, you did the introduction, you did not invite us. I said, who did the introduction? You are who? Like, where did I do the introduction? I didn't cook. I didn't buy wine. I didn't do anything. So which introduction are you talking about? So mm-hmm. It was that bad. Today we are no longer friends. So that is another thing. When we quarrel as friends, as girlfriends, we start spreading it from one person to another, from one person to another, from one person to another. And most times, I really missed her when we're no longer friends. And of most times when people that know us together, when they see me alone, they're like, what happened now? I no longer see her. I was just like, she's fine. I saw her on Facebook. She's fine and all that, covering everything. But she would just open up. She'll start talking. It got to a point I got tired. I was like, what is all this? Because I'm not the type that goes about, if I have a quarrel with you, you may never hear it. You may never hear that I spoke to Miss A about it, or I spoke with Miss B about it. I keep it to myself. You can't go around talking about it, but I keep it to myself. That is what I do. So most times as girls, we don't do that. We go around spreading it. And because I'm no longer your friend, I do not want others to be your friend. I want to spoil your name, give you a bad name and all that. Before you know it, we're already building a mountain out of a molehill, which is not supposed to.
I have to thank you for sharing that personal story with us. I really have to thank you for that. And I think that sometimes this kind of personal experiences are why some people just say, I beg, I no fit do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that way they just automatically, for example, if you're not able to get over it and see that, oh, that is that person's problem, you might want to transfer it to every woman or girl that you see. And then you're like, I beg, I can't, because, you know, one person have done you bad. You now think that every other person is going to be like that. So whenever any girl is trying to come close, you're already building that wall for yourself. So I'm really glad that you shared this story. And, you know, in the first part of the series, Tommy was talking about the fact that nothing brings people together like the hate of another person. So this story that you shared kind of just gave a little bit more insight into why maybe this particular statement might just be leaning towards being a myth more than a fact. I have to say thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
But before you go, please give us your golden advice on how you think that women can overcome this. How can we support each other more? Because we are a force. If we come together, we can do amazing things if we come together. In your own opinion, how can we do that?
All right. First of all, I want to say we are constantly being filled with this narrative that women are inherently bitter and competitive with one another, but I don't think it's true. Maybe because we see these things playing out every now and then, some have really come to believe it, that women, they are bitter towards one another, they are competitive and all that. But my advice is that as women, we are to be each other's emotional support system, from giving advice to being a shoulder to cry on, to keeping secrets, what else, lending a listening ear, boosting each other's self-esteem, so many things. And sometimes we have to know the importance of a strong and healthy female friendship. And it's something that I don't even know how to start describing it. There are most times people will say, I have my boyfriend, I have my husband, and he's my best friend, he's my this. No, if you keep putting everything on one person, at a time will come whereby that person will be feeling too much pressure. You need, there are some things you cannot share with your man that you can share with a woman like you. And as women, we have this feeling, we can easily tell when something is wrong because we are known as caregivers. So we can easily tell that something is wrong, something is not right. But most times, men, they cannot dictate when something is wrong. Sometimes they don't even know when your mood has changed. You're just there. So I think that as women, we should try as much as possible to come together, be each other's partner, give each other listening ear. Be your fellow woman support system. Let her know that she can always come to you for something. And also, we should stop looking up to the wrong people for advice, or we should stop looking at looking up to the wrong people because of their attitude, the things they portray in media, too much bitterness. We see competition. You come back from a reality show, everyone is competitive and all that. We should stop looking at those things. We should look within ourselves. Look to that your friend, that your neighbor that is close to you, and truly be of support to that person. Instead of looking at somebody high and mighty that is all competitive and is actually putting out the wrong message, because there are a lot of people putting out the wrong message. I think look at the women around you. It may not be easy. Within the women around you, there may be some you may not like. There may be some that will be competitive. Some will be gossips and all that. Fine, all these things are human nature. You must first understand that all these things are human nature, but look for one that you can support. Like me, I am a big supporter. I like to support people. I like to show them that I care and all that. And also, when you are being supported, try to support others. So I would say that we can start by holding the closest woman to us, hold her hand. And let her hold the hand of the woman that is closer to her. Let her hold the hand of the woman that is closer to her. Before you know it, we are forming a cycle of strong women, strong, supportive women, healthy relationship, sharing secrets that we cannot share with our partner or any other person.
Thank you so much, Sarah. This is such a perfect way to end this episode as well as the series. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I hope that you enjoyed listening to that conversation I had with Sarah Oseki, who is the host of the Edo Woman podcast. And I love the idea that she gave of how we should try as much as possible to start to change narrative in our movies and the media, and also let it start from us. Thank you so much for listening to all of the three amazing women who were on this particular series. Tomorrow is going to be all about you, as it is the feedback episode. Yes, so if you haven't sent me that feedback yet, please do send it in. And for you who has sent in your feedback, I see you, and you get ready to hear yourself live on the episode tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and I love you for every single time you click on play.